Today's honoree is a surgeon on a journey to help heal cancer outside of her use of a scalpel, chemo, and medication.
When a person gets diagnosed with cancer, I am then the person that helps them to get to a better state of wellness.
Dr. Monique Gary is director of the cancer program at Grandview Health in Sellersville, Pennsylvania, but the breast surgeon views what she does as more than a job.
I see what I'm doing as a calling and as a moral imperative.
Dr. Mo, as she's nicknamed, believes healing cancer goes beyond treatment.
The third question that patients ask me after, am I gonna die and do I need chemotherapy, is how can I live a more holistic, healthy life?
As breast cancer survivors, we know about treatment. What they don't know about is after the treatment comes the healing.
That's Robin Evans. Black women are 41% more likely to die from breast cancer. So when Robin survived a stage 4 metastatic breast cancer diagnosis, she became an advocate. And that's how she met and befriended Dr. Gary a few years later.
She has a heart of gold.
Robin nominated her for the Good Souls Project after attending a breast cancer survivor's wellness retreat created by Dr. Gary last October.
We spent the weekend in fellowship and healing.
Dr. Gary hosted the weekend at Still Rise Farm, 39 acres she purchased in Perkasie, Pennsylvania a year ago. It's complete with fruit trees, a lodge, horse stables, a pond, pool, and more. The place is part of her vision to bring wellness to breast cancer treatment.
The space has amazing sunrises that invite you to come and sit and be still and wonder at the miracle of God and of nature.
But the weekend wasn't in the plan, at least not yet. During the pandemic, Dr. Gary says she was struck by the number of women in their 30s and 40s diagnosed with the disease. So when a friend said,
we need to gather these women and we just need to breathe.
She got to work, transforming her home and grounds into a retreat space. She bought mattresses and robes for her guests, stocked her fridge with food and her pond with fish. Robin says it was unforgettable.
Everything from yoga, meditation, walks through the park. She hired people to do massages.
I felt so much love and I felt so much gratitude to be able to offer this to women.
And Dr. Gary is a sight to see.
Third, there we go, now we're going.
Riding her tractor around her farm. But the journey to Still Rise Farm began decades ago. Dr. Gary's mother died of cancer.
I was 7.
And her grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer when Dr. Gary was 12. Luckily, Miss Margaret survived, but she got a second diagnosis a few years later.
Watching her go through that experience, it impacts everything I do and the way I run my program. And that's why I said cancer picked the wrong one. They started it. I'm gonna finish it.
And finishing it for this Girls High grad means weekly outreach on radio and on blackdoctors.org, speaking on panels and meeting with patients, sharing holistic ways of living. And now, Still Rise Farm, which Dr. Gary wants to grow into an incubator for cancer healing.
So if your dreams aren't scaring you, they're not big enough.
And hers is absolutely frightening. But that weekend last October with 12 women was the first step in bringing it into reality.
I get to address the whole person and I get to cut out the cancer. And that makes me feel pretty privileged.
It's a blessing when someone can use privilege to help others. Dr. Gary is a good soul because she uses the platforms that she has in order to educate women about breast cancer and how to be a survivor.
Keep up that good soul work, Dr. Monique Gary. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.